KXL News Time is now 7:49. Let's go back to Triple Team Traffic. Keep you up to date on your commute into work this morning. And Heather, what's your big area you're looking at right now?
Right now, it's the West Side Belt. But the good news is that crash that we've been looking at for the last hour and a half or so has cleared. All the lanes are open northbound near 3500 South. But you still have a few residual delays behind that earlier crash, backed up toward 4700 South in Taylorsville. But in a few minutes, that'll be all cleared up. You have good speeds around most of the Salt Lake Valley on the East and West Side Belt routes, and no big problems now on the 201 freeway in and out of Twilla County. Eric Butler?
If you're making your way over to I-15 this morning in Utah and Salt Lake Counties, you're not going to really find much difficulty. A little bit busy University Parkway and 800 North in Orem right at the freeway entrance. And on I-15, no accidents reported so far, so you got 20 minutes from Provo to the point of the mountain, another 20 minutes to go to downtown. Len Thomas?
Well, in Davis County, the main flow on southbound I-15 moving fairly well. The heaviest load in Clearfield past Hill Field, and then looking pretty good on into the North Salt Lake and downtown area. Legacy Parkway, though, still pea soup, low-dense fog from Bountiful to North Salt Lake and to the North Interchange before it eases up. Discover Moab's off-season, featuring arches and canyonlands, national parks, and great dining options from casual to fine, spas, shopping, galleries, recreation, and more. Plan your next adventure today. Moab, for a lifetime of memories. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.